You see, I was so overwhelmed by the complete grossness of that spurious chairman that I ran from his office in the middle of one of his cretinous ramblings and rushed to the nearest bathroom, which turned out to be the one for faculty men. At any rate, I was seated in one of the booths, having rested the lumberjacket on top of the door of the booth. Suddenly, I saw the jacket being whisked over the door. I heard footsteps. Then the door of the restroom closed. At the moment, I was unable to pursue the shameless thief, so I began to scream. Someone entered the bathroom and knocked at the door of the booth. It turned out to be a member of the campus security force, or so he said. Through the door, I explained what had just happened. He promised to find the jacket and went away. Actually, as I have mentioned to you before, I have always suspected that he and the chairman were the same person. Their voices sounded somewhat similar.
You sure can't trust nobody nowadays, honey.
As soon as I could, I fled from the bathroom, eager only to get away from that horrible place. Of course, I was almost frozen standing on that desolate campus trying to hail a taxi. I finally got one that agreed to take me to New Orleans for $40, and the driver was selfless enough to lend me his jacket. By the time we arrived here, however, he was quite depressed about losing his license and had grown rather surly. He also appeared to be developing a bad cold, judging by the frequency of his sneezes. After all, we were on the highway for almost 2 hours.
I think I could drink me another beer, Ignatius.
Mother, in this forsaken place?
Just one, baby. Come on, I want another.
We're probably catching something from these glasses. However, if you're quite determined about the thing, get me a brandy, will you?
Mrs. Riley signaled to the bartender, who came out of the shadows and asked,
Now what happened to you on that bus, Bud? I didn't get the end of the story.
Will you kindly tend the bar properly?
Ignatius asked furiously.
It is your duty to silently serve when we call upon you. If we had wished to include you in our conversation, we would have indicated it by now. As a matter of fact, we are discussing rather urgent personal matters.
The man's just trying to be nice, Ignatius. Shame on you.
That in itself is a contradiction in terms. No one could possibly be nice in a den like this.
We want two more beers.
One beer and one brandy,
Ignatius corrected.
No more clean glasses,
the bartender said.
Ain't that a shame, Mrs. Riley said. Well, we can use the ones we got.
The bartender shrugged and went off into the shadows.